welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report, a weekly program of interest to shortwave listeners around the world. This is Bob Pagler bringing to you our broadcast, and I hope that you'll find information in it of value and interest to your shortwave monitoring hobby activities. These programs are sponsored by the Australian Shortwave Radio Association, which is based here in Melbourne, Victoria, and of course in Australia. I'd just like to remind you that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, using the 24-hour time system, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information concerning solar activity starts our program as usual this time. This is from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia. The IPS reports that solar activity is still down as classified low. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux is 155, that's 155, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to 109. And the IPS reports that those figures are not likely to change in the immediate future. It also means that high frequency propagation will not be as reliable on frequencies above about 14 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths over long distances, not as reliable as in recent weeks. However, daylight transmissions on frequencies above about 14 megahertz on multi-hop worldwide paths will be satisfactory. Now, first of all, we have some station news. The Voice of America has extended its schedule to Africa, and in particular to Burundi, to recognise the disturbances in that part of Africa. The new services are as follows: 0400 to 0430 on 7350 and 9815, both from the Botswana relay station, and they're on Saturdays and Sundays. And another frequency in parallel, 11905 from Sao Tome, that's also Saturdays and Sundays. And 0430 to 0500, same frequencies, 7350, 9815 and 11905. And 0505 to 0530, again, the same three frequencies, 7350, 9815 and 11905. And 1930 to 2000, additional transmission, 9470 and 11615 from Sao Tome and 12140 from Botswana. So some new frequencies and extra transmissions from the Voice of America with its programming to Burundi as part of the effort to assist with the restoration of democratic rule in the country. News of propagation and monitoring made here in Melbourne and Victoria recently. Pre-sunrise propagation to this part of the world has been very good in recent times, particularly on the 6, 7, 11 and 13 megahertz bands. This propagation has been dominated by short path transmissions from Europe, the Middle East, Africa and Asia. Now, this is a representative summary made recently here showing notable occupancies between 1800 and 1830. That's UTC time, of course, which is pre-sunrise here in Melbourne as we move through to our late autumn. 5930, Radio Liberty from Biblis in Germany with Russian. 5995, Radio Liberty from Lampetheim in Germany, also in Russian. 6065, The Voice of America from Botswana in the Bele language to Africa. And 6145, the BBC from its Oman relay station in Somali. 7200, the Voice of the Broad Masses from Eritrea in Arabic. Station is illegally operating in this band and on that frequency, which is actually part of the 40 meter amateur band. So let's hope that the station's authorities can arrange to move the operating frequency in band and not interfere with legitimate exclusive amateur band allocations. 7340, China Radio International from Cashi in Italian. And 7480, Radio Baha'i, broadcasting from the relay station at Chisinau in Moldova in Persian. 25 metre band, 1800 to 1830. China Radio International from the Bamako relay station in Mali in Hausa. 11835, the Voice of Turkey in German. And 12040, the Voice of America from its Kuwait broadcasting station in Amharic. 22 metre band, quite a lot of activity in this band between 1800 and 1830. 13580, Radio Bangladesh in English. 13640, All India Radio in Arabic. 13660, the BBC from the Wolverton transmitting station in England in English. 13685, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Swahili to signing off at 1830. Another frequency for All India Radio was 13695 in English. And 13740, Radio France International from the Issoudun transmitting station in France, broadcasting in French. And 13760, Voice of Korea from Pyongyang in North Korea, transmitting in English. And on the next frequency, 13765, the Vatican Radio from the Santa Maria de Galleria broadcasting station in Portuguese. And 13820, Radio Algeria, broadcasting from the relay station in Issoudun in France in Arabic. And 13870, the Voices of America from Nauen in Germany with programming in Amharic. So that was a summary made here in Melbourne recently between 1800 and 1830 in our Victorian pre-sunrise window on the 6, 7, 11 and 13 megahertz bands. We note the continued use of the Issoudun broadcasting complex in France by various international broadcasters. International broadcasting activity continues to experience a decline worldwide due to the decreased usage of shortwave by broadcasting organisations and the increased usage of the internet with real audio streaming. In the period 2000 to 2030, observations made here in Melbourne recently for the 31 metre band showed an interesting array of signals. The signals from major international broadcasting stations in this band at this time, the most used, or the broadcaster making most use of the band, was China Radio International, with 8 frequencies in use for different languages. Radio Free Asia was noted with 2 frequencies. The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran with 2 frequencies. The Voice of Vietnam with 3 channels, including European relays. The Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service from Riyadh on 3 channels. Adventist World Radio with 2 frequencies, and several stations broadcasting on only 1 frequency, including the Voice of Turkey, the Voice of America, Radio Australia, Radio France International, and NHK in Tokyo. Algeria, 1 frequency in use, that's 9375, and Radio Thailand, 9390, 1 frequency. And Radio Television Malaysia at Kajang, carrying the domestic service in Malay, 1 frequency, 9835. And 1 frequency for the BBC from England, 9915. Also in this band, transmissions wideband digital broadcasts in Digital Radio Mundial, a DRM mode, on 9650 and 9795. Now they're nominal centre frequencies, but the transmissions actually consume spectrum space 10 kHz either side of those frequencies. So 9645 to 9655, or in fact 9640 to 9660, and 9785 to 9805. Those frequencies are now completely blocked by the very strong wideband signals broadcasting in the DRM mode from various broadcasters. So, an interesting information there concerning usage of the 31 meter band by international broadcasters, with China Radio International with the most used frequencies in that spectrum. Now, a quick note about sponsorship of the Australian DX Report. You may have noticed in our introduction to this week's broadcast that we're now rebranded as the podcast of the World Shortwave Radio Association, WSRA. The old electronic D-Express Radio Monitoring Association has outlived its usefulness and has been closed down. So essential elements have now been included and incorporated in the new organisation, the World Shortwave Radio Association. Now, the association, of course, is a free online community for anyone with an interest in shortwave broadcasting and related themes. So, the Electronic D-Express has closed down, and WSRA has emerged like a phoenix from the ashes as a modern replacement. We hope you like it. And that completes our roundup of shortwave news. Hope we found the program of interest and that the information we've given will be of value to you in your shortwave monitoring activities. So until our next broadcast, this is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening and good DX. See you soon.